诸位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everyone.
哦，距离上次快两个月哈，对不对？上次九月份，还记得进行品讲什么吗
？So it's been almost 2 months since our last lecture on Avatamsaka Sutra. I believe that last talk was still in September. So do you still remember what pure practice chapter is about?
哦，大家可以想一想哈。那在接下来，因为在发那个仪轨，我们待会还是一开头，我们对佛法来听闻，我们都觉得我们很难得可以听闻佛法这样的心来看听法这件事，对法的尊重，那我们就对法会有受益。
While we are handing out the liturgy, it's good that we should contemplate what type of attitude we should bring when we come here to attend Dharma talks. We should contemplate that how precious it is for us to be able to encounter Buddha Dharma in this life.
而且同时待会呢，大家也要有一种用进行品的修持方法。其实我们做任何事都要想到众生，为众生而发愿。好比待会我们要一起念开经偈的时候，我们也要发愿一切众生都能得到佛法的真实受用，理解佛法，实践佛法，实证佛法。
And we should try to use the method introduced in the pure practice chapter in the Avatamsaka Sutra that no matter what we do, everything we do, we will keep sentient beings in mind and wish that they will benefit from everything. And so when we recite the opening verse sutras, we should sincerely wish that all sentient beings will be able to understand and apply Buddha Dharma in their life and benefit from it.
好，请大众合掌。
Please join palms.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The precious,
the
unsurpassed,
profound
and sublime Dharma is
difficult
to
encounter
even
in a billion years. Today we see, hear, receive and uphold, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
好，稍微复习一下哈，可能有些人第一次听哈。那没关系，上次我们有提到说进行品呢，简单讲进行代表是什么，进代表亲近的意思，那行呢代表行为，那 以学佛来讲，我们的行为包括哪三个部分？对，就是身口意三方面，身口意三业，那怎么样让我们的身口意都能够亲近，就是这个进行品讲的内容。
So we'll do a quick review before we start today's talk, because some of you may did not attend last talk. So basically, the topic is pure practice chapter in the Avatamsaka Sutra. And here, pure means purify. Practice conduct means there are three elements under the conduct, that is the body, speech, and mind. So basically, this chapter is addressing how to purify your speech, mind, and action.
好，那为什么说是大圣菩萨道发菩提心的修行手册？因为等于我们自己希望身口意三业清净，那众生需不需要呢？也需要啊，所以要为众生来发菩提心，希望所有众生都跟我们一样，都能净化身口意三业，那最终都能够成就佛道。
So why do people refer this chapter as a practice guide for practicing the Mahayana Bodhisattva path and giving rise to the Bodhi mind, because not only do we need to practice purifying the body, speech, and mind, that all sentient beings also need to purify their body, speech, and the mind. That's why we need to give rise to the Bodhi mind.
好，那这个进行品特别强调在行的部分，就是说实践的部分。我们都听闻很多佛法，那进行品非常强调在什么部分？行，实践的部分。
And this chapter particularly put emphasis on taking action, practice, in this aspect.
所以它是在我们日常生活随时随地都可以做到的哦。
So that really applies to our daily life, that any moment at our daily life we can practice.
这也是我们学佛最大的目标，对不对？生活中也要能够怎么样？要应用嘛，哈，所以进行品告诉我们的就是在日常生活中我们就可以来用这个方法来修行。
And this is actually also the primary goal of our Buddhist practice, that is, you're able to apply Buddha Dharma in your daily life.
也就是说我们在日常生活中呢，随时随地在我们六根接触外境的时候，我们就可以发起利益众生的菩提心，还有呢，就是发菩提愿。这一方面是让我们的心保持正念，随时随地在正念里头，而且借由发菩提愿、利益众生这种心，可以增长我们的福德与智慧，所以这是非常好的修行法门。
So basically, this chapter teaches you how to apply Buddha Dharma, how to apply method when the six sense organs goes into contact with outside environment that at every moment in your life. And then immediately you will, this will keep you mindful and give rise to the Bodhi mind and make a wish or make a vow in everything you do. And doing this, not only that you will be mindful all the time, but you will also accumulate merits and blessings by doing that.
好，大家记得进行品的这个对打是哪两个菩萨吗？
And do you still remember in this chapter, which two great bodhisattvas are in conversation, asking questions and answers?
是哪位菩萨发问呢？这个要很有智慧的菩萨才能发问。
Do you still remember who asked which bodhisattva ask questions and which bodhisattva answer questions? So the one ask question must have wisdom, has great wisdom.
哦，有人回答出来了哈，智守菩萨。智慧的智，守就是最厉害的，智慧最高，这叫智守菩萨。智守菩萨来问文殊师利菩萨，两个都是什么？都是很有智慧的菩萨。
Yes, some people answered, it's the foremost wisdom bodhisattva, and by his name, you can tell that he has foremost great wisdom.So foremost wisdom bodhisattva asks questions in this chapter, and the Manjushri bodhisattva answers his questions, and both bodhisattvas are regarded as has superior wisdom.
所以可以说是智守菩萨帮我们问这个问题，问了文殊师利菩萨说，我们要怎么样可以净化我们的身口意三业，有什么方法可以来净化，那所以接下来呢，文殊菩萨就回答这个问题。
So, it's basically foremost wisdom bodhisattva asks these kind of questions on behalf of us, all sentient beings, that how does a bodhisattva can purify the karma of body, speech, and mind? And then Manjushri bodhisattva answers this question.
所以他问了， 怎么样用心可以获得一切的圣妙功德？为什么智守菩萨问这个问题？他就是希望说，哦，佛成佛需要很多的功德，对不对？那怎么具足这些功德？其实帮我们众生问说，我们怎么可以跟佛一样具足这些功德？也就是问，帮我们问，怎么样可以成佛呢？
And basically, foremost wisdom bodhisattva asks, how can we accumulate merits that can eventually lead us to become a Buddha? Because we know, becoming a Buddha requires a lot of merit.
好，所以答案就是说，回答就是说，只要你照着以下的方式讲了141个愿哦，都是我们修学菩萨道的方法，而且我们一定可以有办法做，因为在日常生活中来发愿嘛，所以其实每个人都可以修这个法门。
So Manjushri Bodhisattva, Manjushri Bodhisattva answered by describing 141 vows that we can make during our daily life to accumulate merits, and this is actually something we can do because it relates to our daily life.
也就是说，我们每个学佛的人都应该要照着这样来什么发愿。
So, every Buddhist practitioner should really follow this advice and making these vows.
这个内容呢，其实从在家菩萨到出家，这个一整天早上到晚上，日常生活的所有行为几乎都含括在里面了。
And the vows almost covers every aspect of daily life from morning to evening.
好，我们稍微来看这141个愿的内容在讲什么。
So we'll take a deep dive and see what the content of this 141 vows.
这个字大家可能没有办法，因为荧幕的关系，好，但是没关系，还是会念给大家听。第一个是有十种类别的愿，第一个是在家的时候有十一个愿，我们后面会慢慢讲，先讲一下大纲，有十种类别。第一种是在家菩萨的时候要发的愿，第二个是主要是出家受戒的时候，第三个是打坐的时候发的愿，第四个呢也是跟出家众比较有关系，就是要去外面准备平常穿衣服啊等等，要出去外面有关的愿。第五个叫做早漱盥洗，就是怎么样刷牙洗脸洗澡的时候怎么来发愿。那第六个就是起食道行食，就是因为出家众会托钵起食，会以前的佛陀时代出家众都会出距离村落有 一段路嘛，所以就会要走出去托钵起食，那时候又怎么发愿。还有第七大类是道成起食时，刚刚是准备走出去路上，那到了真的到了村落起食的时候又发什么愿。好，这是第七大类。第八大类就是还归洗浴时，托钵起食之后回来又要怎么发愿。那第九个呢，第九个习诵玄理时，就平常诵经啊拜佛啊修行啊做功课啊等等又怎么发愿。那还有一个是什么，这里看不到。第十大愿就是第十个愿别，就是说寤寐安息时，就是说一早上起来跟怎么样晚上准备睡觉的时候又要发什么愿。好，大概有十大类别的愿。
So this 141 vows in total can be divided into 10 sections or 10 categories. The first category, first section relates to vows that you make when you're still a lay person. And second Second section, section two relates to vows you should make when you are ready for the monastic lives. And the third category, the vows in the third category relates to vows you make when you about to do seated meditation. And the fourth category relates to vows that you make when you about to get out your seated meditation and taking on garments. And the fifth category relates to when you wash your face and in brushing your teeth and taking a shower. And sixth category relates to vows that you are on the alms round. And the seventh category relates to vows that you arrive to the city and ready to do the alms round. And the eighth category relates to you return to your place and take a bath and wash. And the ninth category relates to vows that you should make when you chant, do chantings. And the tenth category relates to vows that you should make in the morning when you wake up and in the evening when you go to bed.
所以这个大家看到稍微叙述就会觉得说是一整天都可以随时随地在做什么事发愿哈，所以就是进行品。为什么看起来好像141个愿，那是随时随地都在什么发愿哦，这样有什么好处？发愿的同时就在正念之中，因为自己知道当下在做什么事，然后要发利益众生的愿，所以随时都让自己回到什么正念之上。
So you can tell from the categories, the sections of this 141 vows that this almost covers the entire day of a laity or monastics from morning to evening. So what's the benefit of doing this? That is, this can really keeps you on the right mindfulness, and you at any given moment you will give right to the right thoughts and the will give rise to the body mind to benefit all sentient beings.
因为我们如果不在正念，就在哪里？就在妄想。我们凡夫就是在妄想里，所以会有烦恼，会有生死轮回。所以随时保持正念，而且发菩提愿，利益众生，可以扩大我们的心胸，跟菩萨一样有大心量。
Because if we are not at any given moment, if our mind is not on the method or on the right mindfulness, then our mind is occupied by wandering thoughts and afflictions, which will lead to cyclical birth and death. So by doing this, we can expand our mindset.
好，我们接着就来看第一大类哈。第一大类叫在家，哦，就是还没出家。所以诸位菩萨现在是什么？在家，所以这十一个愿可以这样来学，来学着来修行，来发愿。
So we'll take a look at the first section, first category. And this has 11 vows related to laity. Because all of you seated here are a lay person, so you can really learn from this.
好，第一个愿是讲菩萨在家，当愿众生知家性空，免其逼迫。
The first vow is when a bodhisattva lives as a householder, he thinks may all living beings recognize the vanity of the householder's life and avoid its oppression.
好，那这个愿大家就可以知道家一般感觉是怎么样。哈，哦，他说温暖永远存在，那为什么跟这句讲免其逼迫呢？他觉得是温暖，这就是什么？什么？为什么这一句是讲逼迫？大家要不要想一下？你们觉得家给你们感觉是怎么样？啊？为什么他是 if 以佛法来讲，会觉得家是逼迫的，为什么？
So when I mention home, what does make you think of? Someone answered, he thinks use words warm and permanent to describe home. But here, why the sutra use the word oppression? Why is that?
那就问大家，你们在家里会不会被家人绑住？会的请举手。
So I want to ask you, do you feel you're really tied up by your family? If you feel this way, please raise your hand.
应该大家会有一点感觉啦，对不对？家和家，基本上一般家庭组合，我们大部分都是有某种贪爱而怎么样，相聚在一起，然后成立家庭嘛。大部分，除非是我们已经修行了，就是菩萨伴侣。那一般人家是怎么组合的？就是比较是以对方，以占有对方的心来组成家庭，对不对？比较把夫妻子女当作是我的什么？对，我的所有品嘛。这是不是老实话？
Because for most people, when they form a marriage or family, the mindset is really selfish and has a sense of occupation and there's sense of greed of love, and they will treat family members as their belongings.
因为如果不是这种心，就不会有那么多因为什么夫妻情感或男女朋友这种占有的心而发生很多的什么问题苦恼嘛。如果我都不占有对方，对方怎么样我都 OK 的话，会有这些问题吗？
Because if you don't have this mindset of possession or possessiveness, then it won't cause any afflictions that we usually see happens to husband and wife and boyfriend and girlfriends.
好，那首先也要看，所以就要教我们怎么看这个家。一般会定义会被家人束缚。那我最近也有听到菩萨跟我讲，现在呢年纪大的老菩萨呢常常要皈依什么，我们都讲皈依三宝啦。最近有另外一个平常讲的大家的谈话说皈依孙，有没有听过？有没有听过？没有听过哈，就是说就是要帮忙带小孩，有时候就是责任的关系哈。那最近又听到哈一个菩萨讲说他的小孩呢都需要爸妈帮忙带孙子，对不对？假日的时候，那年轻的就出去度假，对不对？那就爸妈带小孩啊。那回来哎，然后还不止带小孩，还要带什么？带什么？在西方特别明显，这边都喜欢养什么？养宠物嘛，对不对？养狗，所以不只要带孙，还要带什么？带狗哈，那就算了，对不对哈？那就帮忙带小孩嘛，真的有时候家人要帮忙，他就说他带帮忙带孙子就算了，那个小孩出去度假回来，第一个是问候谁？问候狗好不好？没有问爸妈好不好，先问小孩跟狗，没有先问说啊，爸爸妈妈你这个礼拜这阵子怎么样啊。
So I don't know if you've heard they're saying that we usually say take three refugees in Buddha Dharma and Sangha, but now there's another saying that people take refugees really in their grandchildrenand why is that? Because it's nowadays it's become very common that the children are so busy, they ask their parents to take care of their grandchildren. And especially, the grandparents will be given this responsibility. And especially when the children are going on vacations, they ask their parents to take care of not only their children, but also their pets. So after their vacation, they come home. The first thing they ask about is the well-being of their children and the pets, but didn't ask how their parents are doing.
好，这是举例哈。所以我们那既然我们学佛了，我们要怎么想这件事情？好，就是要知家性空，要知道家也是怎么样，也是空的。我们一个家庭刚开始可能是单身，然后呢有太太先生之后才组成家庭，对不对？之后有小孩，可有一天又是怎么样，小孩组合会不会不一样？组合一直在改变嘛，可能小孩出去，然后也有可能哪一个人同伴先走，所以家有没有真实存在？没有。所以要用缘起的观点来看这个家，就不会被家给束缚跟绑住，本来它就是会变动的。
So of course I was just giving you an example, but that goes to show the illusory nature of home or household life. Because when we start from being a single person and then get married and have children, at some point your children leave home or, you know, your spouse passed away. So everything is really conditioned arising. It's never permanent. So as a practitioner, we should recognize this aspect of household life, and we're not emotionally tied to the household life.
啊，所以这个愿可不可以发？可以啊，哈，就是就可以背下来，有空就念哈，也是提醒自己哈，要用缘起的方法来看家庭是怎么回事。
So can you make this vow, you know, as a lay person? Yes, and you can. And also you should try to memorize by heart. So really understand and practice this and know that the emptiness or illusory nature of the household life and not to be, not cause vexations or afflictions of living in household life.
好，那第二个愿就是讲孝事父母，当愿众生善事于佛，护养一切。
So the second vow says, when being filial to our parents, I think may all sentient beings serve the Buddha skillfully, protecting and nourishing everything.
哦，那这个愿就是告诉我们在家要做什么事，孝养父母，对父母要把它当成像什么一样，像佛一样来供奉哈，就是。父母其实就是我们每个家里的两尊佛哈，所以要对待父母是这样。那护养一切就是说对晚辈要尽力的什么照顾，还有呢，就是对长辈要恭敬，对晚辈要爱护的意思。
So here, this vow relates to, we should be filial, we should pay filial respect to our parents, because our parents are just like Buddhas. And we should also protect and nourish our children and descendants, and do our best.
那再进一步呢，我们在经典里也常看到，对不对？经典里讲一切众生是菩萨戒就有送到，一切众生是我父，一切众生是我母，有送过吗？这个经典就是希望把我们的心不只扩展到我们亲近的人，要扩展到哪里？一切的众生，像一切众生就像我们的父母一样来对待。
And in Buddhist sutras, there are a lot of times mentioned that we shouldview all sentient beings as our parents, as our father and the mother. This basically teaches how to expand your mind and apply the love being to all sentient beings, loving kindness to all sentient beings.
好，第三个愿就是说什么？妻子集会，当愿众生，愿亲平等，永离贪着。
The third vow says,When I get together with my spouse and children, I think may all sentient beings treat enemy and friend equally, and forever turn away from greed and grasping.
好，这里是讲妻子啦，是如果是 男众是这样发愿，啊，女众要怎么发愿？如果是先生就是丈夫嘛，所以就是说大家这三个愿看下来，第二句都讲什么话？当愿众生，所以他每个愿都是菩提愿，希望众生也可以跟我们一样这样，当愿众生。
So here, each vow you notice that has a phrase that may all sentient beings. So this is really giving rise to the Bodhi mind.
他这样一般我们这样想，对妻子一般都是非常爱不爱护，对另外一半通常应该是什么？应该是爱护的啦，齁。然后所以可是希望不要只有对自己的同伴特别照顾，希望是怎么样？可能还要怎么样扩展，齁。那当然也有可能你的另一半对你并不是怎么样那么照顾，也是要平等来看待，齁。所以他这个就是说希望我们呢用平等的眼光，齁，平等的心态来对待所有的人。那我们一般我们都知道佛教都最强调慈悲和平等，对不对？那所以我们就借由这样的愿呢来修慈悲观。
So here, usually people are, treat their spouse nicely. So, you know, when you treat your spouse well, you should also try to treat other people, hold them equally, and not to discriminate one another. But if you don't treat your spouse nicely, you should also try to remember that, you know, loving kindness and compassion that's really emphasized in Buddhism, that how you can expand your heart, expand your mind, and develop this compassion from treating everyone equally.
因为如果我们是不平等的，只有对自己最亲近的好，就容易产生一种贪着的心。就是说，我们刚刚讲的贪着，就是也是一种戏缚，被绑住嘛。贪爱就会产生苦恼。有一天失去的时候就会受不了。那如果我们开始来用平等观来修的时候，慈悲观来修的时候，就先对家里的人齁，进一步要对跟我们没有特别关系的人嘛，齁。所以这个水陆法会常常写牌位，上面你们有没有写过王禄牌位？它有慈及什么，从近的到什么中人到哪里，亲人中人到哪里，愿正，就是从你最喜欢的到你最什么讨厌的，通通要一律为他们什么祝福。这一样是跟这个愿一样，要发愿就是要平等看待一切，这样我们就可以远离这种贪着，就能够没有烦恼，解脱生死。
So this vow really puts emphasis on holding, treating everyone, everything equally. Because if you favor something or develop this grasping mindset towards someone or something, then you will suffer when you lose it. But if you can develop this equality, and then you will departure from this suffering.And just this, the spirit of this vow actually reflects on many places in Buddhism. For example, the assembly of the ceremony of water and land ritual. Usually when we conduct this ritual ceremony, people will give blessings to a person that they're very close to, and then to person that they either like, nor like, or hate.And then expand to people that they dislike. By doing this, they try to practice how to keep hold everyone equally.
所以佛教有没有讲究爱？ 佛教也讲究爱，但是不是自私的爱，是把它升华了哈，没有自私，是普及一切众生，希望众生都能离苦得乐。
So, does Buddha talk about love or compassion? Yes, definitely. But the love talks, the love in Buddhism is not a type of selfish love or grasping love. It's a love that transcends the selfishness. It's compassion that wish that all sentient beings will depart from affliction and get liberation.
好，那我们再看下一个愿哈。若得五欲，当愿众生拔除欲见，究竟安稳。
The next vow says, when amidst of the five objects of desires, I think may sentient beings pull out the arrow of lust and get ultimate peace and calm.
好，这个首先就要了解五欲是什么。财色名食睡、哦、那另外一个五欲的讲法是讲色声香味触，就是我们面对一切外境，因为我们会有欲望贪着，都是有对外境，所以第二种是对外境随时随地我们都会产生欲望、哦。
So first, we need to understand what the five objects of desire, the content of five objects of desire. So, one explanation is that this five desires relates to money, sexuality, fame, food, and sleep. And another interpretation says this relates to the form, sound, smell, taste, touch.
好，所以这一句大家就要先去思维说，这里讲欲见，大家有没有被这个见色到？有没有被五欲的见色到？一定有啦，我们是凡夫众生，一定在这里头啦，对不对？有些人是对财特别什么执着，你就被财的见色到嘛，对不对？那色的话呢，一般我们说这个男女色也会，对不对？感情类的、哦、色，那名更多了，对不对？为了名利，名啊，不是为名就为利嘛、哦、为了名声，这种也会。还有呢，食和睡，这两个我们能不能避免？吃能不能不吃？睡能不能不睡？不能。这两个是五欲之中，这两个是有些人对前面不太重视，但是食和睡每个人都要有的，因为我们要生存要活，一定要有，要吃啊要睡，但是重点在于我们要怎么样，可不可以睡和食，可不可以？可以啊，但是就是不要过度嘛，知足嘛，所以不要过分的追求就可以。
So, could you contemplate that? Have you ever got hit by this arrow of lust of five objects of desires? Yes, of course. Some people are very attached to money. Some people are very attached to attractions between male and female. And some people really get obsessed with fame. And then the last two, food and sleep. Can we avoid food and sleep when we have normal life? Of course not. But the point here is don't pursue these two things too excessively.
所以我们这个愿其实随时随地都可以怎么样？可以去发，因为当我们痛苦的时候，就几乎逃不了这五样事情了，是不是？有可能有些人喜欢睡得多啊，早上被叫起来就怎么样，就很不高兴嘛，齁、哦、那时候就要赶快念这一句，对不对？这就被睡的箭重伤了，所以就是自己要不要拔除。就是当我们念这一句的时候，其实就提醒正念了，齁、 就会渐渐去改变我们的心念，然后渐渐心念改变，行为也会慢慢改变。
So almost all afflictions that people have mostly related to these five aspects of desires. For example, if you really like sleeping and sleep in all the time, and if someone wakes you up, you become angry. And at this moment, at that moment, you should remember these vows and try to pull out the arrow of lust and pick up the method to stay mindful. And by stay mindful, eventually you will change the conduct.
当然师父的一句法语也可以背起来，对应这个，就是四要，有听过吗？然后需要的什么？不多，想要的太多，然后呢，能要，该要的才能要，不能要，不该要的绝对不要。把这个背起来的话，其实念师父这一句跟这个有没有同样？有同样的目的，目标。
And of course, our founder Master Shen Yan used to have a saying that really corresponds with this vow that says that our needs actually are few, but our wants are too many. So we should only take what we can and should have, but never take anything that we cannot but should not have. And if you can memorize these verses, it will also be very helpful.
当然了，身为一个菩萨，可不可以有钱？可不可以有名？那差别在哪里？
So as a Buddhist practitioner, can you have money and fame? Does it matter? What's the difference?
还是在于有没有贪着的心，有没有以执着的心，这些东西可以是工具，对不对？这个大菩萨都怎么样？很有影响力，很有财富，但是他去做什么事情？做布施利益众生的事，没有执着的时候，这些财富就不会成为是什么欲望？不是自私的欲望，是为了众生而需要有的事，这个就没有关系啊。
So actually, it doesn't matter whether a Buddhist practitioner has money or fame. It's really about the grasping mind. If you have grasping mind towards the wealth and the fame, and if you don't have this grasping mind, just like many great bodhisattvas, they usually have great blessings, and they have great wealth and great influence. They can use money and the fame as a tool to help benefit all sentient beings, and by doing that, then wealth and fame will not become an obstacle to them or a desire or lust to them. Instead, will become a great tool that they can use.
好，那第五个愿就是伎乐聚会，当愿众生以法自于了伎非时。
The fifth vow says.At festive occasions or musical gatherings, I think, may all sentient beings see such pleasures are empty and take Dharma as their enjoyment.
好，伎乐两个字就代表说娱乐的意思，有聚在一起，然后有娱乐的时候怎么来发愿？平常诸位菩萨用什么当娱乐？打坐。这个在修行这边呢，平常娱乐比较多什么？出去啊，喝咖啡啊，聊什么？哦，聊是非就错了哈。可以有聚会，但是遇到娱乐聚会，当你在聊是非的时候，就要想到这一句来念，怎么样？要了解要用什么当娱乐。以法自娱，要用佛法当作娱乐，把佛法当作娱乐哈，那才是最究竟的，因为世间的娱乐都怎么样？ 不究竟，所以要知道这些都是虚妄不实的。那所以当大家在外面娱乐的时候，只要你有提起一个正念，念一下这一句，其实当你想到这一句这个愿来念的时候，其实那一刻就在什么，就在正念，也是以法自娱了。你有想到哈、哦？那渐渐从久久想一次到怎么样，越来越长哈、哦。当你们喝咖啡的时候，先记得念这一句，之后就讲出来的话应该会不一样。
So this vow addresses what you should think when you are during entertainment. So usually, how do you entertain yourself? Some people answer the meditation. Well, then you're already a practitioner. Most people like to chat over coffee breaks or take a break. And just the things they chat usually is about, you know, judging people or judging things or in talking about right and the wrong. So if, and at those moments, you should really try to apply this vow. And if you can think of this vow, then you're already on the method and you already take Dharma as your enjoyment. Because we should really understand the illusory nature of all kinds of entertainment in this world. Only view Dharma and practice as our ultimate and the most profound enjoyment.
好，我们来看第六个愿。若在公事，当愿众生入于圣地，永除秽欲。
The sixth vow says, when I am in a palace or house, I think, may all living beings enter the sage's state and be free forever from defiled craving.
好，这个宫一般讲皇宫啊，哈，室就一般人的家里哈，居家地方哈，也就是说，这个愿不管你是王公贵族还是平民老百姓都能发了哈。那就是在家里头就要把家里当作是什么圣地一样。如果是圣地，我们做所作所行比较会怎么样？大家来佛堂，如果佛堂都很清净庄严，我们的念头会比较什么？会比较清净，所以要把家里当作什么？诶，好像我在佛堂里头怎么样？要做清净的什么三业啊？哦，这样子才可以除掉我们什么这个不清净的欲望。
So here, as it says, palace and house really means that no matter whether you're a king or ordinary people, you can practice vow and treat your place as a temple, a sage's state. Because just like when you come here, you see the environment is pure, is clean and magnificent, and you will give rise to these purifying thoughts and speech and conduct.If you treat your house, your place as a sacred temple, and then you will really purify your own thoughts, speech, and conduct at the same time.
啊，这一愿进一步就要扩展到进到任何空间都要把它当成什么圣地。我们的心这样一动念，这个行为就不一样。
So this vow can be expanded to any place that you enter. You really hold that place as a sacred place. And when you give rise to this thought, your speech, mind, conduct will automatically be different.
好，第七个愿呢，着因落实，当愿众生舍诸伪饰到真实处。
The seventh vow says,When I wear a necklace of precious gems, I think, may all living beings renounce all vain ornaments and find what is true and real.
好，璎珞指的是什么？装饰品、打扮啊、穿着啊。璎珞，璎是指说挂在什么？脖子类的装饰品。珞就是挂在什么？身上的叫珞，可是广泛的讲，就是说，当 菩萨们在做什么装饰打扮的时候就要发这个愿，应该每天都会吧，男众也会啊，对不对？穿衣打扮，女众一定会，对不对？大部分要上班嘛，男众也要上班，所以这个可以念，就是说要知道这些装饰品都是什么虚伪的，不是真实的。
So here, this vow refers to, when you, wear necklace or wear precious gems on your body, that, whatever you do that makes you look nice, you should, apply this vow.
也就是说我们最后都是怎么样？知道这是虚伪的装饰，最后其实提醒我们要去除一些虚伪的懒惰。
So we should really understand the illusory nature of all these ornaments and this, you know, making yourself look nice. And eventually we should really let go all these fake ornaments.
好，我们再看下一个愿哈。上生楼阁，当愿众生生正法轮，彻见一切。
The next vow says, when I go up a staircase, I think, may all living beings ascend the stairs of the right Dharma and see through everything clearly.
好，大家有没有爬楼梯的时候，这个就可以发愿了，就可以心里念这个愿哦。因为在爬楼梯的时候，就希望众生能够怎么样？生正法楼，就是学习佛法可以一步一步的什么进步，然后如果佛法学习的一步一步进步，看的会不会比较透彻？会，好，就是修行有进步的意思啦。所以大家如果下去什么喝水洗手上来的时候，记得念这个愿，在禅中心就可以念了哈，多念几次就背下来，下次你就会感觉到，诶，你往上走一踏步，你就会动这个念。这个练习久了是马上动念的。
So, do you ever have the need to go upstairs? Of course you do. So this vow is very practical that you can practice in a time. And here really refers to when you go up a staircase, you should giving rise to this vow as if, you know, ascend the stairs of right Dharma. That means making progress in your practice. Because, for example, there are staircases in Chan Center. So after this talk, when you go downstairs and go up again, you can practice this vow. And if you practice very often, it will become very natural to you whenever you go up a staircase.
好，第九个愿哈。若有所思，当愿众生一切能舍，心无爱着。
The ninth vow says, when I have something to give, I think, may all living beings be able to let go of everything, their hearts free of affection and clinging.
这一愿就是说，不管你在做什么布施的时候，可以念这个愿哈，希望众生都能行布施，舍弃一切执着。
So you can apply this vow when you let go or give out something. And may all sentient beings can let go of things and free from clinging.
布施有很多种嘛，大家都知道，对不对？可以分享佛法，也可以财布施，然后呢，无畏施也可以。当做这些的时候，可以怎么样？念这一句，因为所有的愿呢，不只是我们希望自己可以做到，希望一切众生都能这样一起来修学佛道。
So when you are giving, this is a wholesome conduct, and you would wish that all sentient beings can have this opportunity to give. And in Buddhism, there are three types of giving that you can first give Dharma. You give Dharma talk, the share Buddha Dharma that you already learned. Or you can give money. That is a common method. And third is giving comfort to people who need comfort. So when you're doing all this, you can apply this vow and wish all sentient beings will do this.
第十个愿是众会聚集，当愿众生舍众聚法成一切智。
The tenth vow says, in a crowd or gathering, I think, may all living beings renounce the dharmas of acquisition and accomplish omniscience.
那这个首先，这个众聚法讲的是什么？众聚法就是说五蕴和合的法。叫众聚法，我们的身体嘛，对不对？色受想行识，就是身心的组合，这些都是什么？真的还是假的？假的，虚妄的，所以要舍弃这些虚妄的法，要知道缘起性空一样，知道这个五蕴是假合的，不要贪恋，这样对我们这个身心不要贪恋。
So here, this crowd or gathering, is a metaphor refers to all dharma phenomenon that is consists of five aggregates, and all things that consist of five aggregates are illusory, and we should not attach to it.
如果我们这样做，就能解脱生死。
And if we practice this, eventually we will be able to get liberated from the cyclical births and death.
其实这个最不容易，对不对？因为我们对身心、对这个身体最怎么样爱着，甚至于临终前都会怎么样，也是很难很难舍这个五蕴聚合的这个身心，很难。所以要平常就要练习，平常也可以多念这个愿。
And this actually is the hardest to do because we are very attached to our body and the mind. And especially when we about to leave this world, we don't like to give up this body. So you should really start practicing when you're still young and able. And then when it's time for you to go, then it will be easier.
好，第十一个愿是若在厄难，当愿众生随意自在，所行无碍。
The 11th vow says, when in suffering and difficulty, I think may all living beings live as they wish, be at ease, and be unobstructed in all they do.
好，这个愿就是告诉我们，有苦难或灾厄时，要发这个愿。我们大家会不会遇到困难？会哈，这时候要想到什么？对，想到这个哈，那这个就提醒我们，有困难的时候，有灾厄的时候，要先忘记自己，要先怎么样？想念众生，这个愿就是这样。那愿众生都能够怎么样？随意自在，就是没有这些苦难。然后都很自在，然后所有都很吉祥无碍。
So this vow applies when we are in suffering and difficulty. And when we are in those situations, we should really not think too much about yourself, but instead you should think of all sentient beings and wish that they don't go through the difficulties or suffering that you are going through and wish that they are at ease and be unobstructed in all they do.
所以这十一个愿要不要背起来？要好，大家有空要把它背起来，这样随时随地就可以发菩提愿，学习发这样练习就可以不断开展我们的大悲心。
So these 11 vows that for lady, do you think you need to memorize by heart? Yes. If we do, we can practice at any moment, and gradually we'll expand your heart and cultivate blessings and giving rise to the body mind.
好，第二个呢是出家受戒有十五个愿、啊、这边打错、oh. 英文打错十五个愿。
So here, the next section, next category, is about vows relating to being monastics. There are 15 vows.
大家想不想出家？想的请举手。
So do you want to become monastics?
哦，这么少啊。
If you do, please raise your hand.
这么少哦。待会讲完，你们结果应该会不一样。
Not many people, but after you hear this talk, you may change your mind.
出家有三种意义。第一种，出离世俗的家，就像我们法师这样，就是离开家里，然后选择出家修道，这叫出离世俗的家嘛。第二个是出什么？烦恼的家，所以希望能够断烦恼，因为烦恼把我们绑住了，让我们不得自在，一不断的轮回，那要出这个烦恼的枷锁，要出家。第三个叫什么？对，出生死的家，也就是出三界的家，最后都希望怎么样？解脱生死，不再轮回。请问你们要不要出家？
Now,
要出家的请举手。
So now I'll explain what being monastics or renunciation means.
应该来这里的没有人不要出家的吧？
There are actually three layers of meaning relates to this renunciation. First is renunciation that relates to become monastics in this outside form. Just like us, we leave our home and shave our head and become monastics. That's the first meaning. The second meaning is really about renouncing your vexations vexations. So this is second meaning. The third layer of meaning really refers to renunciation of this cyclical birth and death that you wish you will get out of these three realms. So now after understanding these different meanings that related to being monastics and or being renunciation, would you want to, you know, renounce all this and be monastic? Please raise your hand. Yeah. Yes, I believe almost everyone who comes here want to, you know, renounce vexations, afflictions, and get out of this cyclical birth and death.
再讲一个，待会大家应该通通会举手了。
So I will add one more point, and I believe after I explain this, everyone will raise your hand.
要成佛或成阿罗汉，非出家不可。那你大家要不要成佛
？So if you want to achieve Buddhahood or Arhatship, you will have to become a monastic or renunciation of things. So do you want to do that?
只有出家才能证得涅槃嘛，简单讲。所以再问一次，要出家的请举手。
So only being monastics or renunciation these things, then you can reach nirvana.
没有，现在要举手啊。
So again, raise your hand if you now want to renounce it or being monastics.
对不对
？Oh, now a lot of people.
对，因为出家成佛是不是这辈子的事？那他这辈子如果不出家，之后要不要出家？因为成佛一定要出家才能成佛，要不要出家？要啊，这辈子如果因缘不具足，但是要不要发愿？要发愿哦。
Of course, because attainment of Buddhahood is not just this life. It takes many, many lifetimes. So even in this lifetime, you're a lay person. It doesn't mean that in many lifetimes you won't become monastics. And as long as you want to attain Nirvana or a Buddhahood, you will have to go through this.
对啊，我们都知道在佛陀时代，证阿罗汉的很多，对不对？所以在家菩萨只要证得三果之后，他自然就会想要什么？出家证阿罗汉，哦，这自然的。那成佛出家也是必经的哈，所以这个是每个人都要发的愿。所以大家不要想，待会讲的十五愿跟我们没跟我没关系，跟我们都有关系。
So during Shakyamuni Buddha's time, if you want to achieve arhatship, you would have to become monastics. So in our life, many lifetimes, we may show this appearance of monastics. So don't think that, oh, the following 15 vows does not matter to me. Actually, it matters.
大家只有这一辈子这个没办法，因缘没办法出世俗的家。但是呢，还是要知道说，我们就出烦恼的家，出生死的家，这样来想。
So even in this lifetime, you cannot renounce home and become monastics. At least you can renounce vexation, renounce the cyclical birth and death, and you should really have this attitude.
好，我们来看这十五个愿哈，第十二个是。舍居家时，当愿众生出家无碍，心得解脱。
So, the first vow under this vows relating to monastics is, when I renounce the householder's life, I think may all living beings be unhindered in living the household's life and gain a liberated mind.
就是说。出家的时候希望大家出什么？出家没有障碍，心可以得解脱。
So this vow talks about that how we should wish all sentient beings unhindered in living the household's life and gain a liberated mind.
其实出家的确是怎么样？不容易，所以有种种障碍嘛，所以这边才会讲当愿众生怎么样？出家无碍。就包括要出烦恼的家也是什么不容易，还要出什么，更何况是出生死的家都不容易，所以希望所有人都怎么样，没有障碍，心能够得解脱。
Because it is indeed not an easy thing to renounce the household life, no matter whether we are talking about renounce vexations or let alone renounce the cyclical birth and death.
接下来是讲入生伽蓝，当愿众生演说种种无乖正法。这个生伽蓝指的是什么？誓愿。生伽蓝指誓愿。那生为什么叫生伽蓝？就是誓愿是由谁住持？生众住持，所以叫生伽蓝。所以如果进到寺院就要发这个愿，当愿众生怎么样？演说种种无乖正法。
The next vow says, when I enter the monastery, I think may all living beings proclaim all kinds of principles free from error and contention. So you should remember or apply this vow whenever you enter the monastery.And here, it refers to monastery that has monks or nuns that, taking charge.
所以诸位菩萨进到道场也可以念这一句齁。那什么叫乖正法齁？乖就是违背的意思，就是不正当的法，还有没有争论的法。叫乖正，无乖正法。
So, here, the free from error and contention refers to the Dharma that people proclaim in the temple will be free from errors and disputes.
大家有听过在僧团里我们非常重视六合敬，大家有听过吗？但是其实六合敬不只是在僧团里，是应该是所有团体只要能够行六合敬的话，这个团体就会非常和谐。
So I don't know if you have heard the phrase of six ways to achieve harmony and respect. So usually these rules applies to monastery and sangha that to achieve peace and harmony.
比如说在一个僧团里头在经济上面会怎么样一句话叫利和同居有听到吗就有听过吗就是说比如菩萨供养东西送来寺院我们会怎么做如果是供僧就会给所有的僧众就是经济上这个制度是什么有利益都是什么平均的利和同居好这是经济方面那思想方面是怎么样见解上面也要一致对不对一个团体如果见解不一致就会有没有纷争有齁所以在思想上也是齁见和同解就是思想上齁还有呢我们都学佛思想有没有一样都是要往同样的方向去齁所以思想一致然后呢制度上也是一致那像我们在僧团里头有就是戒和同尊就是遵守共同的什么戒律那这样就能够基本上呢如果在思想经济还有制度面都能做到怎么样完善的话一定在另外三方面就能够和合是什么身口意就能和合
So, six rules to, achieve, peace and harmony and respect in Sangha, basically includes that economically, no matter what offerings are made to Sangha, the temple will be shared and given to all members of Sangha. So that addresses the economic aspect of the, Sangha's life. And second is,in terms of opinions, views, or the directions that the Sangha will take, is also, it will be consistent and harmonious among all members. So people will take the same or similar views or directions in terms of practice. And the third aspect is that in terms of precepts, all members of Sangha will observe the same precepts and abide by the same regulations.So if these three aspects can be done pretty well, can be perfected, and then it will be easier to perfect the Sangha's body, speech, and mind.
好，那身口意怎么来讲？就是说身和同住，就是在一个团体里头呢，或者像僧众住在道场里头，就不会怎么样，互相妨碍。就我们常常讲，一个罗汉一份斋。每个人包括我们出家 每个人能来出家都有自己的业障也有自己的福报所以不要去怎么样障碍别人、哦、就是不要去排斥别人这样能够在一个道场里就有办法共同住在一起所以是身和同住
So if the above three aspects can be carried out pretty well thenit's easier to achieve the harmony of body, mind, speech. And how do we understand that? Is that, because all members of Sangha will live in the same place, live in the same temple. So by observing the three aspects, then it will be easier to live together and people will not obstruct one another because everyone has their own conditions and,difficulties to tackle, and the communal life will be easier.
所以如果我们在我们菩萨的团体里也一样，也是要用这样的方式态度来看待哈，就是每个人有每个人的福报，每个人有每个人的因缘，别人不会把我们的福报用掉，好，我们都有自己的福报，所以也不要去排斥旁边的人，这样就能够和合。
So. This also replies to people with lay people, like volunteers helping the temple, or form a little group that we should understand that everyone has their own virtues, blessings, and conditions. So try to work together and not to obstruct one another.
好，那接下来口的部分就是口如果有办法跟人家和和，就没有争论，口和无争。
And the second aspect refers to speech. If you're able to observe these rules, then you won't have a contentious relationship with others, won't engage in arguments or disputes.
所以我们在团体里头讲话要怎么样？要跟人家吵架吗？就不要跟人家吵架，要讲什么话？要讲爱与柔软温和的话，不要老是想要跟人家怎么吵架、哦、如果有人硬要跟我们吵，就要怎么样？就千万不要说是他自己要跟我吵的，如果他不跟我吵，我也不会跟他怎么样。现在他要来找我吵，我也没办法，对不起，我就要跟他吵，是这样吗？不是哈、哦，学哈。是还不是？
不是、
哦、不是，要怎么样才能口和无争？不理他，是这样啊、哦？嗯，其实这不容易哈、哦。他是要能够无争的人，就是说不管有理或无理都不跟人家争哦。这容不容易？有不容易，因为有时候我们觉得我们很有道理，对不对？对方太无理了，一定要跟他吵一些。那如果是学佛了，就不能这样、哦、就是不要跟人家争长论短、哦、其实不管有没有道理，没有道理，只要吵架都是什么，都是错的、哦。
So, this aspect really goes to that. We should not, as practitioners, we should not having fights or arguments with one another, and should try always use.Gentle and loving words, and especially don't try to finger point others saying, oh, I didn't start the fight, that person started. And how to achieve that? It is not easy, especially when you feel that you have the right position or you have the right arguments. It is very hard not try to argue back or try to fight with others.But as practitioner, we should remember, no matter whether you have the right position or you have the right arguments, as long as you engage in such arguments or fights, you are already wrong.
啊，所以我们要那这样子，我们要遵守什么道理呢？既然有理无理都不能跟人争，那争什么都不能争哈。其实学佛的人不争理。因为能会去真理就没有智慧、哦、那如果有慈悲和智慧的人就怎么样不会跟人家争、哦、所以 真正的是要开展我们的慈悲和智慧 不与别人争、哦、
So the underlying principle is really that we should remember try not to argue that you're right, even though you think you're right. Because when you argue, you really don't have wisdom and compassion towards others.
好，那接下来讲意的部分呢？意和同悦、哦、就是心念的部分、哦、要怎么样能够大家都很开心呢？大家来这里要怎么样才能都很开心？
So the last aspect refers to the mindset, mind. How can you, refers to the thoughts. How can you make everyone happy?
好，如果我们每个人都在修行之中，常常以禅悦为食，就能够怎么样？就会很开心。你说师父的法语，四众佛子里有一句是什么？时时心有法喜，然后呢？麻烦有空去背一下，好不好？下一句接错了， 时时心有法喜，下一句是什么？念念不离禅悦。如果我们常常都在佛法的修行里，也跟人家和和，彼此是我跟别人和，不是要求别人跟我们和，是我们跟别人和，这样大家都很和谐，都会充满法喜。
So how can we do that? Well, if you are a true practitioner and you practice every moment, you would take this, the joy of practice as food, as daily food. So at just like Shifu's saying, at any given moment, your mind is filled with joy of Dharma and every thought does not depart from the joy of practice.And by doing that, you will, of course, you will cooperate with others and not demand others to cooperate with you. So, people can live harmoniously.
所以我们整个团体不是只有出家团体，还有包括诸位菩萨也在团体之中。所以这个六合敬是每个人都要学习。
So this six rules to achieve peace and respect should really be practiced by all people because here in the temple, not only we have monastics, we also have lay people, volunteers that form different groups.
好，那下一个是义大小师，当愿众生巧事师长，习行善法。
The next vow says,When I visit senior or junior teachers, I think, may all living beings skillfully serve their teachers and elders and learn to practice wholesome dharmas.
这边的大小师在佛陀时代这个师像老师善知识佛陀时代谁是大师对佛那小师呢其实就是指那些出家受戒的我们常有三师七正嘛，哈，三个戒和尚，还有一个什么尊七个尊正师，哈，这个就是帮忙证明出家受戒，这个就视为是小师，哈，那是佛陀时代是这样，哈。
So during Shakyamuni's Buddha's time, here senior teacher of course just refer to Buddha, and the junior teachers refer to monastics who witness or give precepts.
那以现代来讲，佛陀不在了哈。现在的大师就是指的什么？刚刚讲证明出家受戒，这是大师。这个三个戒和尚，这个三师是大师。那小师就是刚刚讲的尊正师，就是另外。
So nowadays, Shakyamuni Buddha is not around, so the senior teachers refers to the three monks that gives you precepts, carries out the ceremony of precepts, and junior teachers refers to other monastic witness that you receive precepts.
那对这些师长要怎么样？要奉事师长，就是像我们跟师父的话，也会怎么样？奉事师长，就是因为跟师父学习嘛，所以就是亲近这些三知识，也要学习奉事师长。
So here the vow teaches us that we need to skillfully serve the teacher's needs and the elders.
最重要的是跟着这些善知识学习善法。
Of course, the most important thing is to learn from them to practice wholesome dharmas.
所以诸位菩萨来到道场也一样，就是要怎么样？要听善知识的教导，不要听恶知识的教导。
So, same applies to us that when we come to Chan Center or come to a temple, we should get close to good knowing advisors and listenattentively to their advice and not follow advice of a bad knowing advisor.
好，那下一个呢，就是求请出家，当愿众生得不退法，心无障碍。
The next vow says, When I request permission to end monastic life, I think, may all living beings get non-retreating dharmas and be unobstructed in their minds.
好，那为什么讲求请出家？要出家必须要去求啊，请师父答应。原因是什么？是表示出家的真诚心，所以要求请出家。所以那因为出家真的是不容易嘛，所以希望可以出家之外，还要希望可以怎么样，不退转，心里没有任何障碍。因为出家之后有没有障碍？有哈，而且一般人对出家的定义可能想不一样。大家想，很多认为出家就怎么样，过了清闲悠哉的生活，对不对？是不是？你们都知道不是哦，表示你们有看到哈。很多会误会出家就觉得好像没有事哦，脱离世俗没有事。其实出家要忙的事怎么样？更多哈，没有比较少。所以如果对出家的真实意义没有了解的话，就会觉得怎么样？可能中途就会觉得怎么样？会退转，会后悔。所以就是要有坚定不悔的心，要信心不退。所以诸位菩萨要出烦恼还有生死家，也要学习怎么样，信心不退，要有信心。遇到反正我就是为了要解脱生死这样的主要目标，中间有任何障碍我都要怎么样，克服走过去，不退转的。
So here, why does the vow says, request permission to enter monastic life? Because, of course, when you become a monastic, you have to ask permission of a master to take you. So you have to request. And, because it is not easy to become a monastic and also remain a monastic. This vow later part refers to the non-retreating, mindset. Because most people imagine that monastic life is pretty slow paced or very leisure, has a leisure life. But actually, if you have a realistic understanding of monastic life, you understand you actually become busier and having more affairs to take care of. So if you are not ready, you will regret even you after you become monastic. That's why here says, we should give rise to the mindset of non-retreating mindset. And the same applies to lay people, lay practitioners. When you set up your mind to achieve liberation from birth and death, you will go through a lot of difficulties. And while you go through difficulties, you need to be firm and determined. And should always remember your goal is to get liberated from birth and death. So no matter happens along the road, you will never going back.
好，那第十六个愿就是脱去俗服，当愿众生勤修善根，舍诸罪恶。
The 16th vow says, when I take off my worldly clothes, I think, may all living beings diligently cultivate good roots and renounce all errors and obstructions.
所以每一件事都能发愿，像这个就是说，准备出家会脱掉世俗的衣服，可是就希望众生可以怎么样？因为世俗的衣服很多就是跟生死烦恼有关，所以脱掉这个意味着说，舍去这些不善的法，舍去这个障碍修道的种种罪恶，要勤修戒定慧，能够培养善根。
So here again, you can see that at any given moment, you can practice and having the right thought. Here refers to when someone becomes monastic that needs to take off the worldly clothes. And usually the worldly clothes is related to vexations, afflictions that we have in life. And then we take off clothes and having this thought, which all sentient beings diligently cultivate good roots and renounce all obstructions.
所以这个愿如果对诸位菩萨，可不可以改一下？可不可以改一下
？So for lay people, can you tweak a little bit?
也可以啊。你们有没有需要脱掉衣服的时候
？Of course, do you have？
对啊。
Do you need to take off your clothes？
对后面来讲，后面的愿都很重要，众生都要勤修戒定慧，熄灭贪嗔痴等烦恼嘛。所以前面大家就可以改成念说，脱去衣服时啊，脱去衣服，当愿众生勤修善根，舍诸罪恶。
So because everyone has the need to take off clothes at some point of the day, so you can actually tweak this vow as whenever I take off my clothes, I will give rise to the thought of this vow that may all living beings diligently practice precepts, samadhi, and wisdom.
所以这个虽然讲了141个愿，今天只讲了什么16个愿。那其实真正菩萨的愿怎么样？有没有只有141个愿？其实这个是这141个愿是文殊师利菩萨给我们的例子啦，所以大家可以针对不同时候想到什么都可以自己做这样的什么等的什么句子，自己可以去发你善愿菩萨愿哦，就是当愿众生是第二句，前面后面自己可以想。好，大家可以想一下，下一次可以问大家。好，那可以针对这一次讲的16个愿，大家可以去怎么样练习，可以练习的尽量怎么样练习。下次我就问大家可以从里头挑一个愿到两个愿，每天都会做，你就锁定那两个，练习久了，下次我问你们的时候，你们就会有感觉，这样好吗？好。
So even though in this chapter there's 141 vows, and today we only cover 16 vows, but you can tell from the formatting of the vows that this 141 vows are really just examples given by Manjushri Bodhisattva. As a greater Bodhisattvas or practitioners, of course, there are more than just 141 vows that you can practice in daily life. And you can take this format and fill in, you know, I think may all living beings, you can fill in phrase before this and after this and see how every given moment you can give rise to wholesome thoughts and benefit all sentient beings. And next lecture, we can discuss and talk about what type of vows that you can think of.
对，如果我们可以这样练习，我们就能时时心有法喜，念念不离禅悦，然后整个大家都和相处。
And if you can really practice, put all these vows into practice, then you can really achieve at in a given moment, your mind is filled with Dharma joy and any thought is does not departure from the joy of practice.
好，那我们最后呢，今天分享到这边，最后我们一起来念回向偈。
So that's the end of the talk today. We are going to transfer merit together.